Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch. And we're having a wonderful conversation with the Nassau County Comptroller, Jack Shearman. And honestly, since he's taken over, I don't know when he has time to sleep because there's just so much that he is accomplishing and there is so much still to be accomplished. And in this last segment, I really want to talk to Jack about two things. One, the challenges. I mean, you've been here for 284 days, but you got, what is it, 369, 900 and somewhat more just in your first term. So there's a lot to be done still, unfortunately. And seniors are a very vital part. The percentage of seniors in Nassau County is huge. We do a program in North Hempstead and throughout with Project Safes. They're being scammed all the time. But it's just the cost of living. It's everything pertaining to a senior. So those are the two things I'd like you to touch on is challenges of tomorrow and what can a senior look for in Nassau County.
So as we look at Nassau County government, our team came in essentially to do four things that we put out last year during the campaign, and they really speak to the challenges that the county faced. The first is opening up and modernizing the county finances so that they're nice and simple and easy to understand. Just the way we can all look at our bank statements, we should all be able to look at where the county's finances are and see if we're going in the right direction, the wrong direction, and what have you. So we're putting a lot of emphasis on that work right now, and we're going to make it nice and simple and easy for everybody.
And something like that is very important because we can be going in the wrong direction only because of the economy, not because of thievery.
Sure.
So sometimes we're not always going to go in the right direction because that's life and it's whatever hand we're going to be dealt to give, and then you're going to have to make some
absolutely
changes. But at least the
absolutely it tells you where we're at. Okay. It tells you where we're at. And North Hempstead is a step ahead, really, with the open checkbook program there. The second thing that we're launching, we spoke about this earlier, is the sort of the smart audits to ask the kind of tough questions. The third that really addresses some of the challenges ahead is cleaning up and reforming the county contracting system. That is a place where the corruption was. It's a place where we found that things were very paper-based and inefficient. So they were very slow, and it's also hard to track information. So when you have something like that, that's where trouble can brew. So we're speeding it up. We're making it more electronic. And we're bringing in the kind of accountability and oversight that is necessary. And finally, we're looking to get the public involved and talk about what people see as the major issues. So I would urge everybody, everybody who's listening, that if there's something you see, and for most of us there is, if there's something that drives you crazy, and there always is, there's something that you think is frustrating or ought to be looked at, consider dropping us a line at reportitreformit@nassaucountyny.gov. Going forward, certainly for seniors and for all of our residents on Long Island who I think we all feel so much squeezed by, just as government does in different ways, by the rising costs, right? We're going to be asking a series of questions about what's the deal here on Long Island, so to speak, right? We pay this X amount of tax dollars. We get Y amount of services. Does it all add up? How does it all add up? And how do we keep our seniors here? How do we keep our young people here? How do we make sure that we have the kind of places that people want to live, the places that government is providing and investing in the kind of transportation and infrastructure that we need to be sustainable and protecting, doing things like protecting our drinking water. And if we do those things, then we know that we'll be able to recruit and retain the kind of jobs that'll drive our economy. And for most of us and a lot of things that we care about, keep our taxes down.
Right.
And that is such a crucial thing because we look at the county's finances and, what we see are costs are rising faster than we can keep up with. And that is something that we have to grapple with. Nobody wants to raise taxes. Nobody wants to raise fees, and nobody wants to cut services. So what we're forced to do is to take a look at the way we do business and see how we can become more efficient, more modern, more effective. And we're proud that we're going to push that work forward as aggressively as humanly possible.
That's great. I think this Report It, Reform It, and this I'm sending out, and I'm going to bring this actually to the Project Independence attention. You know, we have six different districts where we have advisory groups. Not everybody's going to be computer literate, but at these advisory groups, it makes sense for them to have conversations and stuff that they would like you to look at.
We would love
that. And then one person can turn around and say, here are the ideas that are coming out of Great Neck, out of Westbury, out of Call Place, out of Port Washington. I mean, it's only going to be North Hempstead. You still have the rest of Nassau County, but, you know, we all know North Hempstead counts first anyway, so it really makes sense.
that would be a terrific public service. That would be an absolutely terrific public service.
Yeah. So,
you know, oftentimes the best tips that we get are from residents who just see something, and when they see something, we want them to say that something. And these are the things that drive us all crazy, and that they drive a lack of trust and a cynicism about government. And if we can start to improve some of these things, we can show people that they should expect government to actually work better, and we can deliver the kind of services that people care about. What we always say in the office is that we're going to do everything we can to ask the tough questions and to make things more efficient so that is what we talk about as the important part, so that we can invest in the services that we all care about as residents.
No, I think, and I'm not plugging you, that's not the purpose of the show, but there's a degree of transparency, a refreshing amount of transparency that's coming with your administration, and it's important because you don't want seniors. You know, but you don't want anybody. You don't want a 20-year-old that may consider staying on Nassau in Nassau or leaving, saying, "Oh, it's the same old. They're just going to take advantage. Nobody listens." If they see some progress, that's what you hope for. You know, you want to step in the right direction. Everybody knows this is not going to be taken care of by the end of the year, nor by the end of next year. This is an evolutionary process that's going to be years coming. That hopefully, at the end of it, you really have what we should have. A nice, clean government and a fiscal responsibility, et cetera, et cetera. And it can happen because people are more aware. And the internet is making people more aware.
Yes.
It's just that the seniors don't have that access
to
it. But it really is important because you're reading more and more about who's going to jail and what they did for the last 15 years that nobody knew. Like, the audit part of this is tremendous. The nepotism part. You know, some of these things are tremendous.
Yes, thank you so much.
No.
We want to have a nice, clean government so that we can have the kind of quality of life that everybody deserves, so that we have an array of housing that gets built and it actually makes sense, and it's built because it's what is needed here in Nassau County and what will sell and what will protect all of our home values, rather than just what the political process, allows.
Right. Now you just said, oh, I'm sorry, and you got it.
No, I was just going to say, just update me on the financial status of Nassau County, in that, if I am correct, you have brought it up into a better rating?
Unfortunately, no, not yet. Let's just shoot straight.
But it's going there. Okay, let's keep it positive.
We are hopeful that the county's finances will be improving. But to talk straight, I think what we find is that the county's rainy day fund, its savings account, so to speak, had been pilfered, had been run into the red. And that is unfortunate. And a rainy day fund is there for a rainy day when you need it. And if you don't have it, it doesn't give you that kind of safety net that you need. So that's something that we identified up front as a major financial problem facing the county, and that we're making sure that all of our county legislators understand that and get that financial reality so that they can make good, smart decisions. And we have a county executive who's really looking to move things in the right direction, and we look forward to working with her and the entire legislature to improve the county's finances going forward.
The Rainy Day Fund, how big was that? I mean, like, I have no idea.
Unfortunately, at this moment, it stands at $68.8 million in the negative. In the negative. So that is a big swing, unfortunately, over the last several years in the negative direction. And We're hopeful that now steps are being taken, and it seems that they are, to begin to curb that negative trajectory. But there's a lot more work to do to get there. We're just getting started.
Okay.
We'll talk about that next time.
You only have a minute or two more, and you may not even be able to answer it. First-time home buyers, you were just touching on that.
Yeah, I mean,
trying to bring younger people here.
Sure. If you think about, you know, the signs of a good, healthy economy in the county, it's that there's something for everyone, right? For our seniors, there's good housing options, and their home values are protected so that when and if they decide to sell their homes, they get a good return. That there's good, you know, we find actually that, you know, the early retiree community wants the same things out of a neighborhood that young professionals want, right? Good restaurants, good things to do, so on and so forth, and shopping. So we want to make sure there's good options for them and for our seniors, that there's good affordable options as well. So, you know, the affordability question is something that is critical for Nassau County and has implications for all ages, really. And, you know, in so many ways, we want to make sure that our seniors are able to stay in their homes and that they're protected and that they have what they need going forward, and that we continue to attract young families here to Long Island as a place to live, work, and raise a family. And that will keep our taxes down and keep our quality of life up.
I'm just curious, with all the things that you have now gone over, which is more than one person can manage, this isn't the only thing you do. You're in associations, you're an advisor to some of the universities. Do you sleep at night at all?
Well, as I think, you know, many will understand, with a soon-to-be 8-month-old, there's not a ton of sleep that goes on. You know, sleep is at a premium. My daughter was lonely at about 5 a.m. or 4 this morning. She wanted to talk things out. So, you know, we're sleep is a work in process.
That's why you put a couch in his office.
There you go.
That's where he catches
there
up.
There you go. But, you know, when you enjoy what you do, you know, you want to wake up in the morning and work, you know, work to change the world or change your county, and it makes planning the day kind of easy.
Terrific. Actually, Jack, this has been wonderful. I want to thank you most sincerely for the seniors on of North Hempstead for being honest. That's the only thing we ask of anybody. You come on the show, you give us an honest evaluation of what has gone on, what you're working on, and the hopes for the future, because that's all we really have. We want to work together. We want to support you because you're supporting the seniors. And honestly, I just wish you the best of luck. And
thank you so
much for coming on. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. And we've been very fortunate to have Jack Shearman, who is the Nassau County Comptroller, with us this morning. We'll be right back.